Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredosine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Always nice when you join us, and we're having a little bit of a carryover this time, part two of judges training. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I know I did a little bit about the judges training we were having here in Paola on my last recording, but we are still looking for people who would like to judge at fairs, and not just in the Meredosine District, but in eastern Kansas, basically. We're looking for people who enjoy talking to youth, have knowledge about the project, and enjoy fairs. Our current judges pool is shrinking, so we're looking for some new people. And if you're interested in being a judge, we have a couple of different trainings for you, not just the one I talked about last time, which I'll talk a little bit more, but we also have a food judges training that the state is offering, which would be great. So the first is that food judges training. So if you're interested in foods, and who really isn't, there is a training coming. They're offered by the state's 4-H office, and it's held on Tuesday. It's in April via Zoom, which is our online meeting platform. It starts at 7 p.m. each evening. And they have three different dates, basically. So they start on April 11th with a 4-H project exhibit judging. They have another one on April 18th with judging foods and nutrition, and then finishing up with April 25th judging food preservation. And you must pre-register for the food judges training the state is offering by April 10th so that you can access the links to the trainings. And if you're interested in taking part in the virtual food judges training, you can find more information under the events tab on the 4-H Youth Development page at meredosine.ksu.edu. I encourage anyone who likes to cook to check out this opportunity. Foods and Nutrition is one of our biggest projects in Kansas 4-H and usually needs multiple judges at most of our county fairs in 4-H divisions, and even open class. So that's the other thing. All of our judges' trainings qualify you to judge in 4-H divisions and open class. And like I said, in my last report a few weeks ago, I promoted the fair judges' training that we were hosting here in Paola on April 15th. And we still have spots left for that training as the pre-registration date is quickly approaching. In fact, I think it's tomorrow, which is April 5th. So you have until April 5th to register. This training will concentrate on some of the projects that we're struggling to find judges for, including horticulture, fiber arts, which is crochet, knitting, quilting, all of those things, floriculture, entomology, woodworking, posters, displays, and notebooks, and a couple of our bigger project areas that need multiple judges, like photography and visual arts. The Paola Fair Judges Training starts with registration from 9 to 9:25, and we'll begin at 9:30 with a general judging 4-H projects. You will have a chance to pick out up to three breakout sessions that on different projects. So, you know, you can come and learn about three different projects and get trained to judge in three different projects, or if there's only one or two that really you're really passionate about and want to judge, interest you, you can choose to attend only those sessions and the general session at 9:30. Each session is only about 15 minutes long, and we'll give you some advice from current fair judges in that area. Both the in-person fair judges training in Paola on April 15th and the virtual foods judges training will qualify you to judge in both 4-H and open class divisions in eastern Kansas. And I encourage all of you to consider signing up and helping make county fairs in Kansas a continued success. If you want more information, you can call our office at 913-294-4306 or visit our website at meredosine.ksu.edu. And they're all located on the first page under events or also under 4-H Youth Development.
I know that life interrupts periodically and you have to drop things now and then, and that includes judging, and that's why your pool is shrinking. But sometimes it's just as hard to get started as it is to continue. So what are some of your top three reasons why somebody might get involved in judging?
Well, I think one thing is you want to help youth. I mean, judging is all about helping youth and even adults grow. Even when we do open class, it's all about that. It's also continuing to make our fairs a success. You know, our fairs are kind of our community. They're a county fair, but they really bring the community together. And the judges, you know, people come in to see their projects. They come in to exhibit. They come in to see the projects that people have done in the county and see who they know who maybe entered something, and we can't have that without judges. And then, you know, it's just the third one. That's a little bit tougher, but, you know, I think it's just giving back, especially if you've been a past 4-H'er or you've been involved with fairs It's that giving back to those things that helped you out and made you who you are. So, you know, it really is important. You know, I'm really looking, you know, teachers would be ideal for this, but that doesn't mean it has to just be teachers, but really anyone. Usually our judges are paid. They're not paid a lot, but, you know, you can make a little bit of extra money that way. It's a good opportunity and a way to help our youth and help give back to our community.
I like the sound of that. You don't have to be an expert, just community service-minded.
Yes.
All right. Well, you hear the call. Let's see if we get a few answers on that. Thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.